A new show, Polka Time, on KHOI. Back-to-back polka music from a variety of polka bands and orchestras. Listen Sundays from 6 to 6:30 with repeats the following Saturday from 8:30 to 9 a.m. here on KHOI 89.1 FM, your Heart of Iowa Community Radio Station. This is KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames.
Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, a show featuring the people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. I'm your host for this morning, Greta Anderson. And welcome to day five of our membership drive. After another beautiful weekend in Central Iowa, our goal is 50 new members for the membership drive, and we are well on our way. Won't you become a member? Today, we've got a couple of folks in the studio for the first half of the show who are co-directing a play at Actors Theater in Ames, Iowa, a play that has quite a bit of relevance for the historical moment. We have Ruth Ellen Cunnelly and Susan Norris. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you are co-directing the play November by David Mamet.
That's correct.
Yes.
Tell us about November. I understand it revolves around an election.
It's a story of a president who's running for re-election, not very successfully. It's written by David Mamet. It is hysterically funny. It's really more about the people in it than about the storyline. It's more character-driven than plot-driven. But it's really, really very funny. It's profane, so please be aware if you're going to come to see it that the language is very adult, even though the behavior is very childish.
That's a great combination.
It seems to go together.
Yeah. It's about a lame duck president, and as Ruth Ellen said, about a week before an election, and he'll do anything to still be reelected. So the characters are Charles Smith, the POTUS, a man named Archer. He has no first name.
Pretty much his chief of staff.
Yeah. A character named Turkey Guy. He represents all the lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and He's
basically the representative for the Turkey Federation of America. I don't remember the exact.
And the president's going to try to extort money from him to pay for one last ditch ad on TV so that he'll be reelected. And there's two more characters. One is named Bernstein.
And she's his script writer. And she's probably the closest thing we have to a voice of sanity in the play.
The woman.
Voice of sanity, you have to have the woman.
So she happens to be a lesbian, and so that is her bargaining chip in the play. Mm-hmm. And then the final character is kind of a surprise who comes in.
At the very end, so we'll let that be a surprise.
Yeah, we don't want to tell about that.
So when you say it's her bargaining chip, you mean she's asking for more gender equality laws or...
Yeah, the play is set in 2008, so it's prior to some of the same-sex marriage equality acts and some of the other things that are going on. So, yeah, she is asking for recognition of her relationships.
Okay. Yeah. And, well, 2008, that was 4 years after a lame duck president running for re-election did manage to get back into the White House.
Yeah. So, he was not quite so lame as our guy.
I don't know.
it's a conglomeration of many different people that we're familiar with. And this, like Ruth Ellen said, it's character-driven, such that the president is kind of fumbling around and he's desperate, you know, and that we can all...
That always creates for comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
and it is. It is
and tragedy.
And it's written by David Mamet. If you're not familiar with his work, he is a brilliant brilliant playwright. It is so well crafted that, you know, each time we go through it, we find new little Easter eggs and little gems. It's like, oh, that means something else. Look at the way these lines connect. Yeah. So it's just exciting to watch this kind of language come to life. And I don't know, you can agree.
Well, yeah, there's many layers that the more that we watch it, the more that we uncover. And we've worked really hard. Our actors have worked really hard. In fact, we've rehearsed for 2 months, which is a couple weeks longer than you would normally rehearse for a play, because the language is so dense and we need the actors to be true to every word. That's been a big challenge because some of the guys are like paraphrasing things, and we've needed to.
Community theater, actors are used to paraphrasing a lot, and it doesn't really work with this play because it's so specifically language driven because of the way it's written. However, our actors are incredible. We have been really blessed with a cast that has come through in ways that I was really nervous about because this is a difficult play to do, and our cast is wonderful. They have created these characters. They've brought up levels of nuance that I am just so thrilled to see.
And they enjoy working with each other. Yeah. That we have had that from the start, that they've been a very collegial group, and that comes through when they perform.
Cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. There's a lot of chemistry and magic happening on stage.
It is. It's a lot of work, but boy, the results are just... Yeah, magic is the right word for it.
And this all happens, this all comes to culmination. Is it this Thursday that you open?
Yes.
We open Thursday, and this week we run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then we also have shows the Friday after Thanksgiving, the Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. I know tickets have already been sold, so that there are some tickets still available, though. So I do urge your listeners, if you're out there, go on. You can buy them online. Just go to actors.com. Or you can buy them at
Alley
Cakes.
It's a new location.
Alley Cakes.
Yeah. On Main Street.
Oh.
And you can go in there and get the best cupcakes in the world plus tickets to a show. What better combination?
And actors' shows have sold out in the past.
Yes, they have. So certainly if it's a last minute, I would say contact the office or go to the website. You can see if there are tickets available. But, yeah, you're better off trying to get them in advance because they have sold out.
Okay. I have to ask you, you know, what has it been like to direct a play? I know that you say that David Mamet is a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright and all that, but I don't think even he could have imagined the kind of election season we've witnessed just recently.
Well, I have to say that watching the actors perform the play after the election is a different experience. The words have different meaning now that Donald Trump has been elected. And "We go on we go" comes to mind.
Which is a line from the play.
It's a line from the play. And what's the Archer's line that he says in the beginning and the end? Life goes on.
Life goes on. Yeah.
And those particular lines really struck me after the election.
Although I will say, in terms of Mamet's imagination, some of it seems really prophetic. I mean, there are parts of the play that I'm thinking, this was written
eight years ago.
Yeah. And yet he's got the lines right here that reflect what's happening today. So it's interesting. It's how close it comes to what's actually happened.
Can you give an example?
I don't know what I want to give away.
Yeah,
come see the play.
Well, I know that there's some discussion of building a wall.
Yes, there is. Okay, I wasn't going to, but there's discussion of building a wall. There's discussion of immigrants. There's certainly discussion of same sex with our lesbian speechwriter.
It is a parody.
It is definitely a parody.
In the truest sense of the word, and yet life imitates art, right? So no one is safe in this play from being made fun of.
Mocked, ridiculed.
Political correctness has been set aside. And I feel like we have experienced some of that in the recent presidential campaign.
But this kind of recasts the whole situation in a very comedic way. So again, while it does reflect on what's going on, I would say It's really funny and maybe in some ways a good way to sit back and laugh at ourselves and laugh at the world that we're in because the options are pretty limited as to how to handle it. So right now, come see a play. Come laugh.
Laugh at yourself.
Laugh at the world. Laugh at the absurdity. It is very funny. We've seen it God only knows how many times in rehearsal, and I still find myself laughing as they're doing the bits. And we've had a few people sitting in the audience while we're doing it. We haven't had a full audience yet, but we've had people come visit, and there's always laughter. So,
and are the voters represented in any way in the play, or are you know is it kind of a their little bubble where they're trying to project what the voter thinks?
I think it is a bubble. They're not really. Mentioned because the president is somewhat self-centered and he's really focused on being reelected. We talk about money.
We don't really talk a lot about policy. It's more about money and getting elected and what you have to do to get elected. So it's not really driven by policy at all. And certainly the only reflection of the voters is he needs to get them. And the more money he spends, the more voters he'll get.
Yeah. So. And loyalties. The president spends a lot of time on the telephone talking to the committee, which the committee to reelect the president. And loyalties are switching as he speaks.
Loyalties shift with the money.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you hear the other side of the telephone conversation?
No, you do not. Oh, okay. You just hear him. our poor president is on stage at the opening of the play. He's on stage at the close of the play. And he's on stage every single second that the play is on. So he never gets to take a break.
The people on the phone are kind of phantom characters because the president's wife comes into play. And there's a really funny bit where she wants to take home the couch from the Oval Office. It's a recurring bit where he keeps trying to push the couch issue with his chief of staff.
Yeah. And there's also Barry, the head of the committee, who comes on several times through the phone. We never hear him, but we certainly get to know Barry through the phone conversations.
Yeah.
So how does actors work? I mean, did you two pick this play? Was it chosen and then you volunteered to direct?
They have a play selection committee who they read plays a year in advance or maybe a year and a half in advance,
probably,
and then they
pick
the season. I was asked to direct this play, and I invited Ruth Allen to co-direct with me, and we chose our stage manager, Stacy Brothers. Other folks that are involved were chosen by the producers. It is a completely volunteer organization. Yep. I know some community theaters have paid people on staff or may give an honorarium, but Actors is completely volunteer organization.
And it takes a lot of time and commitment. So the people who have volunteered, and I'm not just talking about Susan and I as directors or our actors. We have a full staff. We have prop people, lights, sound. Somebody has to build a set. So there's a lot of people involved in this. This is truly a community activity that brings in lots and lots of people.
Well, it amazes me how some people will come and do just one thing. I mean, we have a woman who's really good at many things, but one thing is set painting, like creating effects, and she came in and touched up the floor and helped texture the walls on the set. And one man created a rug that has a presidential seal on it.
It's a gorgeous rug.
Which we're really excited about that. I mean, that was his contribution this time to make that happen. So it's incredible to me.
Yeah, it's really a community activity. It's a bonding thing. People get together. We get to work. And it's interesting because the one thing I really like about community theater is that it brings together people of all different ages, all different walks of life, all different experiences. So much of our lives these days, we end up being with people who are just like us. But community theater really brings in a whole range of people to come together and bond in a way that you don't see in a lot of other activities.
Yeah, that's what excites me about being involved is the collaboration and just having conversation. Well, how are we going to make that happen? You know, and through asking questions and calling on folks that have special expertise, you know, you make it happen and you get all the things done that need doing.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I have to break in at this moment and say that it sounds a little bit like community radio. We're here this week and next promoting membership to our station, promoting folks to consider supporting this this work that we have going here at 410 Douglas. And really, the thing that charms me the most about our operation is the diversity of folks that it brings in, and folks from old to young, and you know, from right to left, everything. And so we're really proud of our station, and pleased to have that kind of diversity. And I understand that we have a new membership campaign going on right now, and we're trying to get 50 new members to join us.
Well, I was invited to become a new member, and I believe I can consent to do that here on the radio this morning.
Wow. Susan Norris.
Yeah. Well,
consenting. A consenting adult deciding to join.
Okay.
KHOI.
I support local things, local businesses, local radio. So it makes sense that I would support this ongoing effort here.
Well, it's a great thing to tune into, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we put a lot of voices of friends and neighbors on the air. In fact, Susan's been here before to promote her project. Was it 500?
The 500 Project.
The 500
Maker
Project.
Maker School. Yay.
That was awesome. And did you reach 500?
We surpassed 500.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Well, I'm a little less consenting than Susan, because I'm more in the mode of the play that I'm directing, being a deal maker. So I will be willing to make a deal. I will trade a membership in KOHI for a membership in Actors if anybody wants to do that.
Well, I have been meaning to join Actors for a while. I've been wanting to possibly even get involved, use my sewing skills for things.
Yes.
So, hooray.
So, yeah, I see the value of what you're doing. And as a KHOI promoter, I'd be willing to accept that deal.
All right. And we have a bargain.
So we have two new memberships this morning right here in the studio. Evan Taylor, our engineer, is raising his hands in victory. Well, so this play, what else should we think about as far as Charles Smith? Why is he such a loser? What's wrong with him?
We can't say it on the air.
Does he have small hands?
I mean, because, well, the language that is used to explain why he's having so much problem is something we can't say on the air if you want to continue to stay on the air.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But come and see the play, because we can say it on stage.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there will be lots of surprises, I guess, then.
That's right.
For us.
Yes. That's right.
When we go to Actors production of November, play by David Mamet, produced by Actors Theater and directed by my guests, Ruth Ellen Cunnelly and Susan Norris.
Thank you.
Thank you
for this opportunity
about
our play.
This was great.
All right. We'll go to Leonard Cohen.
Gathered safely in, lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove.